And right now we're going to the phones where we are joined by Savannah Martin from the Pregnancy Center of Greater Toledo. And they have an event coming up, a virtual event, and she's here to chat with us about it. So, Savannah, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
It's good to have you back with us, and even if it is over the phones. But
yeah, one day we'll be back in the studio.
That's right. One day we'll actually be allowed to gather back together and meet together. Well, first of all, before we get into your event coming up, tell us about how you guys are continuing to do your work. I know you're staying open. You're continuing to work during this time of COVID-19. So how has that affected you, and how are you guys going forward with your ministry right now?
You know, because of the generosity of the community, you know, leading into this situation, we made the decision to continue to have our doors open. We're providing pretty much all of the services that we would be providing outside of COVID-19. And it's just been remarkable to see the Lord show up. So we've continued to provide intake appointments, ultrasound appointments. We've even been able to have our pregnancy and parenting classes. We moved to an online platform for those. And we have 61 individuals that are virtually learning right now on how to be good parents. One of the services that we provide that we've really seen a lot of through this pandemic is families needing items like diapers, wipes, and formula. And we've been really blown away by the generosity of the community. I mean, those items are still pouring in through our doors. And it's been such a blessing that not only are we able to serve our clients, but we've been able to partner with other agencies like Brothers United and Mom's House and some local food pantries. And so the reach, because of how just incredible the community has been, we've really been able to have a far reach in that way. So we've seen God do some really incredible things through the last 2 months.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome, because we know the need doesn't go away, you know, with just because of the COVID-19, and it just presents more challenges out there, especially, you know, if you're a single parent facing unexpected pregnancy, it's even more complicated during this time. So we appreciate.
Yeah, I would say not only does the need go away, in some instances, it really intensifies.
Yeah.
Fear and chaos and uncertainty. So, but man, I'll tell you, in the middle of that, we've just seen God really show up. We see that our clients are more receptive to the gospel in this situation. And so despite of, you know, the challenges and obstacles, we've just seen God be really faithful.
Which means there's a lot of good news to celebrate, isn't there?
There is.
So tell us about the good news report coming up. What's going on with this?
Yeah. So, you know, we were supposed to be together in March for Sweet Endings. It is such a incredible event for us as the Pregnancy Center. We love just being with our community in one place and really being able to celebrate the good news of what God is doing in ministry. And we've had to really wrestle through, you know, wanting to follow state restrictions and, you know, do the right thing in this. And so as we're still, you know, kind of figuring out how to move forward, you know, we just decided that an in-person event wasn't going to be possible right now.
Right.
But what we wanted to do was still provide an outlet to share that same good news. You know, the Bible in Proverbs says that good news from afar is like a cup of cold water to a weary soul. And that's really the message behind this event, is we can't be together in one place, but we have some good news to share with people all across this community about what their generosity is doing in the Pregnancy Center. So we're hosting a virtual event. The nice thing is that nobody has to get dressed up. It'll be the first event of the Pregnancy Center where pajamas is socially acceptable attire for the event. And I know I'm excited about that. And we're happy to, you know, bring that good news right into the homes of people all across our community. And that's going to be streaming on our Facebook page, which is friendsofpregnancycenter.org. And then it also will be streaming on our YouTube, which is also Friends of Pregnancy Center. I'm sorry, the Facebook is just Friends of Pregnancy Center, and the YouTube is the same.
Yeah, on the website there, friendsofpregnancycenter.org.
The link on the website for individuals too, if they're having a hard time finding us on those social media platforms, they can go to the website and there will be links for them to click on so that they can stream that with us.
So we can hear all the good things, all the things that we would normally hear, you know, at the Sweet Endings, the testimonies, the work that you guys are doing, the impact that you're having for life in the Toledo community. And all the wonderful things that are happening and God's doing through the Pregnancy Center. But for this year, there's still lots of good news to celebrate, lots of good things that are happening, and you can be a part of that and find out what's going on. So how long will it be? Like an hour? Is that kind of what you're planning?
Half an hour.
Oh, half an hour. Okay. So yep. A little abbreviated version, but
yep.
Still all the good news and the exciting things that are going to be happening there. Of course, if folks want to contribute or help out during this time, go into the website, friendsofpregnancycenter.org. Is that still the best way to go and find out how they can help out?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Hey, Savannah, thank you so much. We appreciate all the good work you guys do, and we're so excited to be able to still get caught up in everything that's still happening and God's still working during this time. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thank you guys.